Vayter in Shastra and Daf Yudaf, picking up at the very top line, next part of the Mishnah, Besocha Kain. We had said that unless that person goes ahead and they set up, they said that I'm going to go ahead. Erev Yontif said, this is the one that I'm going to have tomorrow. And next day they come back and they find it on the outside. What's the din? Besocha Kain, Umatza Lefnei Akain, Asur, and they're going to be Asur. Leim Messiah Lid Rav Chanina. So we said this is the Messiah for Rav Chanina that goes and helps him out. Like we said already yesterday, we discussed this a little. Dam Rav Chanina, Rov, Vikarov, Halechacha Rov. If you have Rov, which means Rov of the birds in the world are Muksa, Vikarov, this one right next to it, you should think that maybe this is the one which it is, and therefore it should be okay. Must be halichacha rov, we go by rov, and that's what we say, that it's not going to be okay. So we have here, this goes and supports such an idea. Amar Abaye, nope, not a rai, because bedaf, we're talking about here that there's like a plank of wood right outside of it that all lots of birds go ahead and they hang out over there, and therefore it's rov and karov are ones that are muksa. So it's Nishkin Araya. And then we have another way to knock it off, and that is Rava. Rava Amar B'shnei Kinim Zulamal Mizuaskin. And we're dealing with a case where you have two Kinim, that's two of these places where the pigeons hang out over there, one on top of the other. And what you did is you set up that you want the bottom one. Well, the Gemara is going to spell out the two options here. Velomi Boi, we don't even have to tell you, it's such a case of Zimin B'tachtona Velo Zimin B'Elyona, where you set up you want the bottom one and you didn't want the top one. And then the next day you come, Matzah B'tachtona, it's Taka in the bottom one. Velo Matzah B'Elyona, it's not in the top one. Da'asir, and we're going to say that case is going to be Aser. You know why? Da'amin and Hanach Azul Alma, the bottom one went flying away out in the world. V'Hanach Ishtarvu V'Nachos. And the other one, they came down and they went into the other one. Therefore, both are going to be Aser. Ella, you know what it's coming to tell you? Even if you wanted the top ones and not the bottom ones, you come the next day, you find in the top one, you find in the bottom one, you're going to say, that's also Aser. What do you mean? Why would you say it's Aser? Okay, in a chinami, they can go down, they can go up. Answer is, yeah. The top ones, they flew away. They made their way, they grabbed on, and they climbed up, and they made it up to the top one. Therefore, both of them are going to be Aser. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. What if there's only that around it? There's nothing else there. It's just that alone. There's no other shovach. There's no other cane. There's no other like pigeon house. There's no other nest that's around there. What would be the halacha in such a case? Then we said, then everything's going to be mutter, because we say for sure that's the one from the inside that went out. What exactly is the circumstance? We're dealing with ones that can fly. It says, Rashi, they can go and fly far away. So then then we're going to say that, okay, that they flew away. And these are different ones, therefore it shouldn't be good. Once we're talking about ones that know how to skip, they know how to hop around, but they know how to fly. If there's another one of these pigeon houses, within 50 amos, then we could say that they hopped from another one, and therefore we have no right to say that these are yours, and therefore it's no good. You can't have them. However, if you don't have it within 50, if the leka can be betoch chamishamama, then pshita the mutar. Of course, they're going to be mutar. All the hoppers, they only hop within 50. They don't go more than 50 amos, in which case, for sure, it'll be good. So it says, Liola, we're talking about the cases, the ike kain betoch chamishama. There is one within 50. However, it's an interesting setup. Ukigon de Kaima Bekaren Zavis. It's set up on a corner. Nice little picture there. It's on a corner. And therefore, Mao de Tema Idade, maybe going to say that when it hopped over there. And then these are other ones. Kamashon's come to teach you. Kol Hecha de Medade, Vahadr Chazi Lekine. Medade is, if it goes and hops and it can look back and see its nest, its original place where it lives, then it will continue doing it. But if not, then it won't. So if it turns a corner, that's what it's coming to teach you. It's such a circumstance of corner turning that it's if it's within 50 amos, then it's going to be still okay. We're going to say that it actually is yours. All right, Zuck, the next Mishnah. This we already touched upon. Now, I didn't mention the Rashis that I really should have mentioned on yesterday's daf, but the Gemaras are going to spell it out. The Rashis were preemptively striking, so let's we're going to speak it out when we get there. Beishami Omer Me'in Otlan Eli. L'katziv alav basar. You're not allowed to go and take the pestle. The pestle is the thing that you use in order to grind up things, the mortar and the pestle. The pestle is that thing you use to smash. It's the smasher. You can't use it as a chopping board to put meat on it. And Bitzil says, no, and it's going to problem. You could do such a thing. Everything's good. Rashi says that malachto, it's the alias is a malachto l'iser. That's why they say that it's also because of klishmachto le'iser. And we saw earlier that Beisel said it's not a problem. You're allowed to use klishmachto le'iser for heter. Beisel amatir, and they say it's moter. Beishami omen, they say einosin es ha'or lefnei adorsin. You're not allowed to go and take the skin after this onion. If this hadn't spell it enough, we'll spell it out now a little bit, and the Gemara is getting into more. There would an animal that you go and you shecht in order to go out of her ochel nefesh. You're allowed to do onion tif. So they would also have to skin it, right? Take the skin off. Ain't no sin as a oil of neodorsin. Now, you're not allowed to go out and put that down. People just go and stomp on it because that's tanning it. That's tanning the hide. And that you might want to be doing. That's in a sidoraisa. So you're not allowed to go and put it down where people are going to step on it. Veloyag bienu elim kin yeshimo kazai's basar. You can't even pick it up unless you have at least a kazai's basar. I don't know. Basil Matir and Basil says, nope, you're allowed to go and do such a thing. Also, nishkin a problem. We mentioned there because people could sit on it also, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Let's see the Gemara. Tana v'shavim she'im kitzev alav basar. Both of them agree. B'sham and b'sila that if you go and they actually did do it, you used it as your chopping board. She'asa l'tatlo. After the fact, you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to do anything with it. You got to leave it over there. Amar Abaye comes along Abaye. Yeah. And he says as follows. Machlokas be'eli. The machlokas is about this pestle. Right, aval bitavra garme divya kol moter. When it comes to tavra garme, which is an actual, it's like a chopping board that they used to use to cut a meat. Rashi says, "Amuchedes lekatziv alei basar." It's something which is miyuchad in order to go and chop up the meat. But a chopping board, that's something which everybody agrees is got to be mutter. You're allowed to go out and you're allowed to use such a thing. This is not some sort of issue of klish machtel iser or something of the sorts. Says Gemara Pshita, obviously. Eli tanan. It says Eli, you're not allowed to use a pestle. Doesn't say anything about a chopping board. So we're going to see another. Gemara says, no. Ma'u de tema hu adinda filu taba gami nami. We're thinking that maybe you would have thought that even that is a problem to go and use. You can't even use this chopping board. Maybe both are a problem. They just wanted to show you how Basilo is making, so therefore they use the Eli as the example. Comes to tell you, no, according to Beishamai, everyone agrees that the chopping board is going to be fine. There are others who go and explain it as follows, that Abaye himself comes in and answers, because it says, Omer Abaye, Lo nitzricha ella afilu tava garmi chadati. Right? Ikadami Abaye says, Amar Abaye, even a case of a brand new one that was never used, even that's going to be okay. Because Ma'od Tam, you would have thought, Mimlech velo tavarla. Maybe he's going to go and he's going to change his mind and he's not going to go and use it because it's so beautiful. It doesn't want to get ruined. And therefore, he's going to be using it in a way which is tircha yisera for nothing. He's going to be holding it and moving it. Kamash malon, am I not worried of such an idea? Ubei Shammai, really? You telling me Ubei Shammai's not worried? He's going to pull a flipperoo and he's going to change his mind. And therefore, it should be totally fine to use his brand new chopping board. Is that really true? Let's take a look and see if that's true, because it seems to be that's not the case. Rashi says, but we have a bride, so it seems to say the opposite. They say, you're not allowed to go and take someone who's a shochet and his knife and bring it to an animal to go out to shecht on yontif, right? To go out and bring the stuff. This is a tircha for nothing, maybe at the end of the day. Velo behema itzel tabach v'sakin. You can't bring the animal to the butcherer, the slaughter, the shechter, and the knife. In other words, him and his knife. Ubeisel omer beisel seim alichin zeitzel. That's not a problem. You can go, you can bring both of them. Now, what's the problem? Oh, and it goes right there. Beisham yom, another case. Ein malichin tavlin umaduch itzel medocha. You can't go out and bring different spices and a maduch, which is a pestle. You can't bring it to a medocha, because a medocha is a mortar. The person is going to go, you can't bring it, travel over there to go use the mortar. V'lo medocha eitzel tavlin and medocha. You can't go and take a mortar and bring it to spices and the pestle. V'sil amar malich and zel, that's not a problem. You can go and you bring both. Now let's bring it down. Hachi ashta. That's already an answer. So, but we start to see though, what's the issue? Clearly, Beishamai is worried. Why can't you bring it? Because maybe the guy's not going to want to shecht the animal. Or maybe the guy's not going to want to go and use the spices. As a Gemara, okay, hashtag, how can you compare the two? Beishlama behemah seil milche, understand by an animal. You may come to change your mind. You know why? Because the Amr, you're going to say, Nishbak ay behema kchusha umaisina behema achrisi shmeina minei. Let's leave this like lean animal and bring the fatter one for it. Right? Because we have a fatter one, therefore you did it for no reason. Kedera nami asilimuchi. You might change your mind also by kedera, by a dish, by cooking something. Dharma, because he's going to say, Nishbach hai kedera the bai tav. Let's leave over this one that needs spices. Right? She says, min tafshil zeh. Sheit sarach tavlin, like basar u betzalim. Let's leave that one and you make something else. You know, we'll go ahead and. Umaisina achrisi de lo bai tav. Bring another one that doesn't need any spices, like kruv velefes. Like cabbage, like cabbage and lettuce and turnips. Let's go and do that. But hacha, Michael, man, we're gonna say over here. The guy's gonna change his mind. Even Mishaim is gonna say he's not gonna change his mind, right? Why? Because mimlach velo tavar. Was he gonna change his mind? He's not gonna tavar. He's not gonna tavar from the lashon of like shavar. He's not gonna break it. He's not gonna chop it up. Kevan d'shachta l'tzvir kaima. Since it's already shechted, it's sitting and ready to be chopped up. So, of course, it's not going to change his mind in such a case. And that's why even though you're right, that Mishami would normally change it, there are cases he changes his mind. This is not a case that would be, in which case he could even use a brand new chopping board. Next part of the Mishnah said, Mishami Omer Mino Senesa, or you're not allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to put the, you're not allowed to put the hide on the floor. And Basil said, it's not a problem. Tana, Vishalvin, both of them agree, Shemolchon Allah Basil Litzli. You're allowed to go ahead and you're going to salt it enough to be able to go and to put it in sli to roast it. Now, just a quick understanding over here. We know that when you shecht an animal, there's dam, there's blood that's found in the animal. You can't just eat blood. Also eat blood. So, what do you need to do? You have to salt it. And once you do salt it, the salting takes out the blood. And then you can go and you can cook, you can eat it. Now, there's two different types, or a few different types of salting. When a person wants to have meat that's going to cook in the oven, so you got to salt it like a hardcore shtiklich, like a lot of salt, make sure all the blood comes out. But when it comes to tzli, to roasting it, you're doing it over a spit, over a flame, barbecue style. So in such a case, you don't have to put too much salt. You can put a little bit of salt, and then the cooking, the roasting it, actually the dam comes and falls out and goes down right into the fire, and then you're good to go, and it's totally fine. Now, there's another thing that comes along with salting these type of things, and that is part of the process of tanning. Therefore, you put salt on it, that's tanning it, that might be an isidor raisa. But not if you're putting a little bit. So now it says, Tana, v'shav, v'shamochan, lo, basil tzli. You let it go and put basil tzli, which is not so much. Rashi says, v'yaf, apisha, melech, moli, but even though it helps it lab to go and make it, to tan it. Tzli, dein mochan, also yafa. You don't put so much salt over there. You let it go and you do that. Omer Abaye. Right, even though Mishami says you can't put it down on the floor because people are going to be stepping on it. Stepping on it is making it as part of the process of tanning it. But he does say you let it go ahead and you let it put a little bit of salt on there, even though that's maybe part of the process of tanning because it can be used in order for tzli as well. Omer Abaye, lo shanu ella litzli. This is only talking about if you're doing it for tzli. Aval likedera lo. But in order to do it for kedera, which put a lot of salt, that you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara Pshit, obviously, litzli tanan. It says in the Mishnah, you let it for tzli, which means you can't do anything else. It's going, no, hakamash melon, this comes to tell you, that feel litzli ke'in kedera aser. Even if you're going to be doing it litzli, but you're doing ke'in kedera, which means you're going to roast it, but you're going to put a ton of salt of ke'in kedera, even that's going to be something which is aser to do. That you're not allowed to do. Tana rabbanan. I'm not, sorry, just one step back. That's what I had to say, but not for kedera, even if it's tzli kedera. Tana rabbanan. Ein molchen es a chalovim ve'ein mahafchin mehen. You're not allowed to go ahead, and this is not this. We're shifting a little bit, but once we brought up such an idea, we're shifting a little off. You're not allowed to go and be mole and salt chalavim, which are chalef, which is we're talking about obviously mutter type of chalef, these type of fats. You're not allowed to go and you're not allowed to flip them over. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about that when you go and you shech the animal, Rashi says, Bayom. Even though you go ahead and you shechted it on that day, you're not allowed to go ahead and flip it over in order to make sure that there's airflow and circulation around it, or salt it to preserve it on Yontif that it shouldn't spoil. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shotchen Baruach al Gabi Yesedos. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to hang it up on Yesedos, on these pegs, in order that they should have air that's running through it, so again, so it's not going to spoil. Amar of Masna, halachik Rabbi Yeshua, that you're allowed to do it. You can die me, some say, Amar of Masna, ain't halachik Rabbi Yeshua. Look, it's not like him. In fact, it says it. Bishlam l'man d'amar halachik Rabbi Yeshua, according to when he says halachik Rabbi Yeshua, it's strict. You need to tell me that. You know why? Gesalik d'ay d'chamina, that would have thought, yachad v'rabim, halachik Rabbim. Tanakhama says, no, Rabbim. He comes along and he says, Rabbi Yeshua says, you are allowed to. Yochid v'Rabim, halacha goes like the Rabim. Therefore, you have to tell us that halacha is like him. Kamash malan, halacha ki yochid in this case. El leman dami ain halacha, the halacha is not like him. Why do you have to say that? Pshita, obviously it's not like him. Yochid v'Rabim, halacha g'Rabim. When you have the majority, it's one person versus many, the one person always loses. Maybe it's going to make sense to go to Rabbi Yeshua. Because if you don't let him go and do this, hang up the chilv that doesn't end up getting spoiled, the guy's not going to end up going ahead to shechta in the first place. He's going to hold back on Simchas Yom Tov. Kamash Malan, therefore, has to tell you that halacha goes like him anyway, and you don't go like this, and you, even if you have such a worry of holding it back from Simchas Yom Tov. Now, this is what I was talking about that I didn't read the Rashi in the previous Amma to you. Umay shna me'or lefnei adorsin. Why is it any different of putting the or in front of the dorsin? Beis Hillel says you're allowed to go and take the hide and put it in a place where people are going to be coming by. Why? The Rashi pointed out because the reason is if you don't do it, then people are going to end up not going ahead and checking the animal if they're nervous that they're not going to be able to spit up the hide to be able to people walk on it because then it's going to get ruined. So therefore, we allow you to do it. We allow the to do it now because of Sofon of what may end up happening. So as the beep turn the page Yud Aleph of the base. So now the Gemara, oh, I'm sorry, Yud Aleph from the bottom. So Gemara says, but hold on 1 second. Umay shnami or lefnei adorsin. Why is it any different than or lefnei adorsin? Rashi says the sharo beisilam mishub the ilo sharis lay minu lo shachit. Yet there we say you're allowed to do it. We pass like Beis Hillel. But we're here saying that the halacha might not be like Rav Yehuda says that you're allowed to hang it up, and even though the person is going to hold back from Simchas Yom Tov, beep, turn the page at Alpha Base. Hasam lo micha milsa. He says because when it comes to going hanging up the hide, by the case of the hide, it's not mucha milsa that you're doing in order to tan it. Mishub dechazi lemizgele, because people can go ahead and they can sit on it. And so if they can sit it, people can think, oh, just put it down. It'll be able to sit on. That's not a problem. Like which we did see that people put the sit down on their knees and they sit there. But hacha si lemeimar, but when it comes to the chaylev, what are we going to say? My time is shortly, but why'd let him do it? Yehechid olisach, in order that it shouldn't get spoiled. So ma'ali lemishtachinu, ma'ali lemim lechinu. What's the difference if I go and hang it or if I go and I salt it? And now they're going to say, oh, I'm even let us salt it. And that's in a sedaraisa of actual tanning. So we allow you to put it out on the floor and the people walking on it because there's a way of getting out of it that people are going to think you're doing it and they're not going to do a dafka. But when it comes to the case of the fats, of the chalif, over there, we're worried that it's going to come, people are going to come and actually salt it. That's the difference. So we don't allow you to do that. And that's why we say the lacha is not like him there. Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Molech, Adam, Kama, Chatichos, Basim, Abbas, Achas. A person is allowed to salt many pieces of meat at the same time. Rashi says, Dechad Tircha Lekulo, because it's one Tircha for all of them. Afal Bisha Inu Tzarcha Lechatichachas, even though you only need one of the pieces of meat that's going on over there, because you're only doing one shtickle, it's one like salt. Ravada Barava, Marim, Molech Garma Garma. He would pull a little shtick, and he would go and he would salt piece by piece. Rashi explains a little bit of how Rama there let a little trickery over here that he would go ahead, he would say, okay, I want this piece, he would salt it, and then be like, you know what, I want this piece, and then he would go and salt it, he goes, you know what, I want this piece, and then he would go and he would salt that one also. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Beishame Yomer, Shame say, Ein Masalkin is a Trisin Beyomtev. You're not allowed to take off the window shutters on Yontif. Now we're going to see, this is talking about like these shops that they would set up, and it wasn't connected to the ground, which the Gemara is going to get into. The point is that Beis Shammai said, you're not allowed to go and take it off on Yontif, and Beis Hillel Omer Matirin Lahazchir, you're allowed to go, but Aflachsin, not only are you allowed to take it off, you're even allowed to put it back. Now, what they used to do, they used to take them off and lie them flat in order to put spices on them, and people would go, and they would take it, and they knew how much to take, and they would pay it afterwards. But if people were to be worried that they're not allowed to put it back afterwards, people were going to steal from them, and they wouldn't do it in the first place, not the Gemara is going to get into. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to do it, Beis Hillel says, you're even allowed to put it back. My treason, what are we talking about? Amar Ila Ula Trese Chanuyas. We're talking about those of Chanuyas. Rashi says, like we explained, Kimo Tevo Sein, Va'omdos B'Shuk. It's like boxes that are placed in the Shuk. Ve'ne Mechubar Sekarka. They're not Mechubar Lekarka. Va'amar Ula. Ula says, Shlosha Tvar Mitu Sobe Mishum Tchilasan. There are three things that we allowed you to do. Hitu Sofan means she'inu tzarech yomtov mishum tchilasa, because of the first part. Rashi says shu tzarech yomtov. The first thing is a tzarech yomtov, and if you don't allow it to do the end part, then lo av tchilasa. Now we can do the first part. Meaning we're going to wait. Hey, listen, I'm not going to do simchas yomtov if you're not going to allow me to do something. Therefore, we allow you to do that thing even though normally we wouldn't. Vele, and these are the three things. We're going to see three, and then we're going to see a fourth one. Then we're going to ask why Ula didn't say the fourth one. And we said the reason why he didn't say the fourth one is because he only said things that weren't the machloksim. We're going to see that these three are also machloksim. Now the machloksim, Bisham Beis Hillel, Bisham Beis Hillel, it's not considered a machlokas because, you know, Beis Hillel is the man. Bisham gets shut down. That's what we're about to see right now. Vele, and these are the three things. Or Shalafnei Adarsa, and Rashi says, Hutra Shtichasan Mishum Shkitasan. We like to go and lie out the or. Because of the fact, we want you to be able to do shechita. Because if you don't do it, you're not going to do it. If we don't allow you to fly light out, you're not even going to shech in the first place, then you're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov. And also to go ahead to put the shutters back on. Rashi says, Hutra chazaras and mishud slukan, in order to be able to go and take it off. The chazaras v'tiyah b'mikdash, and also to go ahead and put a band-aid back on in the mikdash. Rashi explains that in Shabbos, Periklal Gadol, they say, Yomamareach v'tiyah, v'shabbos, someone who puts on this bandage, is chay mishum amachek. It's an issur of smoothing. And Rashi says, but Mikdash, we're talking about a Kohen that gets a wound on his hand and he needs to go do the Avoda. And therefore he has to take off the wound, the bandage, in order to go ahead and do it. So there's no chatzitza, something interposing, I believe is the word they like to use, between the hand and the actual service. I'm reading Rashi over here. So Machzer Ritiyah La'achar Avoda, we allow him to go and put it on afterwards. Because if we don't allow him to put it on afterwards, he's not even going to take off in the first place, it's going to be a chatzitza. And now we have a fourth case that Rachva says, V'rachva Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Af. Oh, this is huge. There's something called a chaver. A chaver is someone who's very careful about tumah. And we also know what tumah we're discussing over here. A tumah of ama aretz. A tumah of aretz is the derabbanan dika tumah. And a chaver won't eat things that got become tummy in such a manner. So, the Rashi explains that if a chaver goes in, he starts to sell his wine, or he goes for the oli regel, or he's just selling dough, and what happens? Everyone comes along and they touch it. I'm not going to touch it also. Then we allow him to finish selling this stuff. It doesn't become tummy on the regalim. And even after the regel, it's a machlok, it's a chacham in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not even after the fact, it's not a problem. You're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to sell, because we're worried if you don't allow them if you don't take off the tumah afterwards also, then people are not even going to open up to sell it in the first place. And the reason why we say that there's no tumah on yontif is so that we don't embarrass anybody to come and buy. And therefore, we say that in order that we want people to go out to actually end of the day buy stuff and the regular they have what to buy, we say that the chaver, don't worry about it, the stuff is not going to be messing you over. So we're matter this also. That's also a case. For Libby, who says you're allowed to do this? Now the Gemara goes on. Or lefnei adarsa and tanina, we have a Mishnah which teaches that. Why are you coming to tell? What is Ula? What chiddush are you telling us? Ma'odatemi says, no. You would have thought that the Tamei Beis Hillel, what's the reason the Beis Hillel said that you're allowed to go out and put it in front of the darsa and you're allowed to put this high down? We shouldn't have chazi the mizgalei because people can go and sit on it. If that's the case, I feel mayor of Yontif Nami, even if it was something you shechted before Yontif, you can go and put it down and people can go and step on it and sit on it because, hey, you know what? People can doing that. If we're not worried that people are going to think you're allowed to do it, come on, Shalom, come to tell you not like that. Only something was shechted on Yontif itself. And he too, so from Mishib Tchilasan, in order for you to be able to shechted, to be able to have Simchas Yontif, therefore we're matir that you're even allowed to go ahead and put it down. But not because of the fact that people are going to go and sit on it. The Yom Tov in, if it's on Yom Tov, then yes. The Erev Yom Tov low, then no good. Treise chenuyo stami tani. We also don't have a mission of the tree sim that you left of the store. So what are you coming to tell me? You'll be selling my tier enough lachzir. You didn't even return it. No, Ma'od Tema says that Ula by saying this, Tamay de Beisil, you would have thought the reason Beisil says is okay. Mishum de'in binyam mekelim, because no binyam mekelim, vein steer mekelim, is no building and steer a mekelim, a discussion we had in Shabbos. Vafil de batim nami, and therefore you would have said, even of a house, you're allowed to go and use such a thing over here. Kamash Malan, no. Hitir and Sofan, Mishum Tchilasan, they only allow you to do this in these type of little boxes and huts that they set up for doing business to make sure that people are going to go and keep it open, that people go actually use the spices on Yontif. The chenu is in the bottom low, only these stores, but not for houses. Chazar is the tiyah, retiyah, b'mikdash nami tiyah, also done in Mishnah. What are you going to tell me? So he has a mission in Erevin. Machzi retiyah, b'mikdash, avalo, b'medina. You can give it back in the mikdash, but not in the medina. So what are you coming to tell me? No, ma'od the tema, time of mayim, mishum dein shvus b'mikdash. Maybe he said the reason you're allowed to do this is because there's no shvus, there's no derabbanans in the mikdash. I feel the coin delabar avodo, even if a coin that's not doing the avodo right then, maybe he's also allowed to go and put his bandit back on. Kamash malan, into yourself, mishum Chilasan. Only the bar of voda in the lav bar of voda law. Only ones that's a bar of voda can do it, and if not, then not. Now we have the last case. Boseches chaviso nami tenino. This is Rachva. Rachva Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I think it was. Yeah, Rachva Amar Rabbi Yehuda. A couple lines of the Mishnah. Haposeches chaviso nami tenino. Haposeches chaviso mascha bisaso agave regal. So Mishnah chagiga that you can go ahead. You open up the barrel, and this is of wine. or you start dough in order to go and sell it because of the regel, those are all of the regel. Behuda Omer Yigmo, you can finish it off even after the Chag, you could sell it even to a Chaver. Chachamim lo Yigmo, no, you're not allowed to do it after the fact, only on the regel itself. Ma'od Tema, why have to tell me it's a Mishnah? No, Tumas Ama'oritz beregel, Kitara Shavir Rabbanon. Maybe you would think that the Tumah of Ama'oritz during the regel is like Tara, the Rabbanon made it like it's Tar. V'afel gavda lo ischaba, even if you hadn't started selling it, still, that maybe it's opened up and they touch him, you didn't sell yet. Kamash malani to yourself, Mishum Tchilasan, that hischalin, only if you started selling it, then you can continue afterwards, lo hischal, lo, but if not, then you can't. Ve'ula, my time, lo amir ha, why didn't Ula bring up this last case? Ve'plukta lo kamari, because he didn't bring up things that are machloksim. And Rabbi Huda's machlokas, Rabbi Huda and Chachamim. What are you talking about? Adichlami plukta ninu. All the kids abroad, machlokas, Bisham Beisilo. No, Bisham Beimagam Beisilo ain't a Mishnah. It's not even considered like a Mishnah. It's not considered, we're not even Gori said, we know the Allah is definitely a Beisilo, and therefore, that's why he brought those three cases. Masnisen, says the Gemara, we're going to end off with this one point, and says, Masnisen, our Mishnah is the low Kiai Tana. It does not go like the following Tana, the Tana, you're only Tana Braisa. I'm Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Modim beishamay ubeiselol shemesalkin is a tree. It's a tree sin beyomtov. You're allowed to take off the trees on yomtov. Lo nechlu ela lachzer. The machlok is only to put it back. Shemeishamay om emachzin ubeiselom af machzirin. Our Mishnah did not say that. Right? Beishamay says you're not allowed to take it off. What are we talking about? Beisheishlem tzir. When they have a tzir, tzir has these hinges. Aval einlem tzir dever kol mutter. There's no tzir. Everyone says it's mutter. In fact, the Gemara about Tanya, when it's in a Braisa, not like that, but Medvar Murim B'Shein Lem Tzir. Only when they have no Tzir. Aval Yesh Lem Tzir, they recall Aser, but it's going to say it's Aser. It's going to be Amar Abaye. Abaye comes in and explains as follows. Bish Yesh Lem Tzir, Minatzad, they recall Aser. When they have these hinges on the side, everyone agrees that it's going to be Aser. That's like hardcore attached. Ein lem tzir kol ikar deva kol mutter. Everyone says mutter. Ki pligi, when they're arguing b'sheish lem tzir be'emtzai, when there's like this little shtickle in the middle. Then, beep, turn the page. That's where we're going to find that this is a machalokas. Yud beizam alf. Mar savar minim beisham egazrin and tzir be'emtzai atu tzir minatzad. We make a gzera, the middle one, like the ones on the side. Mar savar lo gazrinim, and the other one says, no, we don't make such a gzera, and therefore it's going to be mutar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Wish all y'all a great, great day.